everybody. This is Ron from the Creation Light Ship. So this show is all about healing, so we're going to have a lot of healings this evening, so stay with us. And have my co-host here with me, Sylvia. And want to come on, Sylvia?
Hello, Ron. Hi, everyone.
And I'm in New York, and she's in California, so we're a little ways apart this time.
But we're very excited. We have a wonderful show of healing for you tonight. In case you're listening for the first time, on this particular show, Ron actually does live healing sessions with the Creation Light Ship, which he'll tell you about in a little bit. So please stay tuned for that. You'll be able to take part in live healing sessions tonight. And we're also going to talk a little bit about our subject of the week, which is the subject of ascension and the upcoming universal shift that is coming up for us in the very near future. And Ron, would you say it would be accurate to define ascension as the process of moving to a higher frequency dimensional reality with our existing body and our full awareness of what has happened and where we came from?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, it's much like what Jesus did. He was able to bring his body back to earth in the physical form. So he, got beamed up to the light ship, and then from there he rematerialized his body and came back down again. And then he walked in, basically, you know, from out of nowhere. And that's kind of how I perceive what happened. So the ascension process is a gift for your body in this lifetime. Your spirit is going to go on regardless of what happens to your body. So the gift is, and your body's been waiting for this for 4,000 years in its genetic coding to do this shift. So by all means, put the effort out to get into your body, whatever that means to you. And you want to get rid of the judgments that's stored inside of your body so your spirit can fully incorporate itself and integrate with every cell of your body. Remember, your spirit cannot do anything to the parts of you that are in judgment where the stored energy is. So you need to work on that down here. And so you definitely want to clean yourself out enough. And that's what ascension basically is allowing you to have your spirit fully in your body. And naturally, when you're born, you were born that way. And through the traumas of living here, which is not an easy place to live with the emotions here and what happens to us, you know, we get out of our bodies. So you want to definitely be back in your body for the ascension. And this is kind of what it's about, so you can take your full consciousness to another realm, another dimension, and live there and have the remembrance of the earth plane, because that'll still be with you. And you're going to be able to be like a storyteller and be able to talk about the older earth and the older dimension. And it's just a gift for your body. I mean, just think how wonderful that could be, to give your body, in a sense, eternal life. This is what we're all about here. The teachings that I have are very simple. It's what the teachings of Jesus had. The energy is about 90% the same. And the whole thing is what he taught about was not to go outside of yourself and pray to things outside of yourself. Pray to yourself. Go to your spirit. That's your divine connection. And anything outside of yourself that you would connect with is not going to be the same potency, the same power, the same integrity, the same light connection as what your spirit is holding for you. And so, unfortunately, the Galactic Federation brought to us duality here. And that duality is, you know, having things outside of yourself, the negativity, praying to some being outside of yourself rather than going internally. So Jesus brought that around very strongly when he lived here. And then other religions came in after him and to disempower us more. And then they talked about the reincarnation process and how you have to come back each lifetime to make amends for what you've done in the past. So that strictly is another Galactic Federation energy system that they brought here to disempower us. So getting back to the teachings of Jesus, the basic thing is to get inside of your body, stay in there, and the kingdom is with you. The divine spark, your divine energy is your spirit, and your spirit is directly connected to the Creation Light Ship. and it goes nowhere else. That's where its main source of energy is connected to, and that's your own divine connection. And anything outside of yourself is typically another energy that would not be this pure divine essence energy of who you are and where you came from. So that's what I'm here to help people with, is to get into their bodies for the ascension process. And it's very simple. You just have to do the work to do it. And the light ship, looking at it from my perspective, down with humanity here, is that we've had 4,000 years to work on our body genetics to do this shift. The last shift did not happen when Jesus came here. The negativity got too strong, and they naturally saw that he was empowering people and doing his miracles, which is just a way to show that you could connect with divine spiritual law and do these wonderful things. And the light ship works that way. The light ship only works in the now, and the light only works in the now. And his healings only worked in the now. He didn't go into human race consciousness, which is created by our thoughts. He went right to his spirit, and the spirit worked with the light ship to do these miracles. So there's a big difference there. And unfortunately, through our religious teachings, we've been lied to about the divine, and that is that we have to go outside of ourselves to pray to some god that really is energy going to the Galactic Federation. And maybe stepping on some toes here, but just remember, you have to get inside of your body and know your own spirit and connect with that to get the divine connection. And that's the teachings of Jesus. So that's the whole thing. You don't want to disempower yourself or tap into some energy that's outside of yourself, thinking that is a divine connection, because there's nothing more powerful and stronger than what you are inside of yourself. So, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for that wonderful explanation. And along that same line of basically developing that connection with our spirit and going inside for our own divine guidance, and that being part of the ascension process, because unless we do have that spirit connection, we can't heal the body. And you've told us many times on this show that the biggest enemy or the biggest barrier to actually, you know, getting the spirit to be able to be with us in our bodies and do the ascension process are all the emotional densities and the emotional baggage that we've collected. I think you mentioned a minute ago about, you know, us having collected that for at least the last 4,000 years, and how it gets basically imprinted on our bodies from our thoughts of our ancestors and that type of thing. So can you talk a little bit about, for maybe anybody who's listening that doesn't know what the Creation Lightship is, what it is, and then maybe run us through a sample healing session of clearing the emotional densities so our listeners can feel for themselves how it is to work with the light beings on the light ship and get these emotional blockages cleared that would prevent them from ascension.
Sure, yeah. The first thing is that the light ship only works in the now, and so everything that is not in the now is not from the light ship. It's just thoughts that are projected. It's illusion, and this is why everybody talks about in the New Age movement of being being in your body. Typically, they don't always say that, but they say to be here right now, you know, basically. So the light ship is creation itself. It also surpasses the human belief structure that we have been taught in organized religions about God. The energy of the light ship, initially there was one energy, and how it got started or formed, I have no idea. But the one energy split in half to have a mirror reflection so it could see itself. And then from there, these two energies created, or one energy with this twin flame energy, we can use that terminology. So the one energy then created 12 energies. Why 12? I don't know, but that's what they decided to do. And these 12 energies then had a twin flame energy. And so from there, the 12 energies then created the creation light ship, because they had to have a way to do their manifestations in. And that's how life started, or consciousness started this way. And so from then to now, every spiritual blueprint that's ever been created in the light, because I use light language, and the light did never has never created the darkness, and so and the light did not come out of the darkness. Okay, the light just somehow appeared, and it created light, and the light then that it created is individual spirits that could then do their own creation on the creation light ship. So if a spirit wanted to create a planet, it would then take the energy in the manifestation room and manifest a planet. And then from there, that spirit energy would figure out what kind of life forms it would want on the planet, if it wanted water, if it wanted animals, or whatever. So that the spirit actually was in charge of that. In our Earth process here, the human race here was seeded here by other, I'll use the word extraterrestrial life forms that were probably in 3D. That's why we had different types of races here, different colored skin, different appearances, different head structures. And the initial body form that was created, that we were created from, was created on the creation light ship. So our physical body is a divine body. And from there we have a spirit that comes into us from the creation light ship. It was created from the light ship, and you normally go through different types of experiences before you come here. So you could have been out there having a million experiences or more, or trillions, and you decided to come to Earth, and naturally, to experience the Earth plane, you had to pick a body, and that's kind of how you came in here. But basically, the creation light ship has everything on it of the light. Some people down here may call that the Akashic Records, but the Akashic Records is normally only a Earth-based energy, or it's from the Galactic Federation, which people tap into to talk about past lives, etc. But the light ship has everything on it ever created in the light, which is what you can see physically, like through telescopes, etc. So everything that's in 3D that we see is from the light ship itself. And it created souls. I use the word spirits, but people actually hear the word soul. So everything that's created by the light has a soul. Now the darkness energy, we'll just switch gears here, is another form of life that is not does not have souls. And there are beings on this planet walking around in physical bodies without a soul. So they may have come in, maybe they got cloned, maybe they just all of a sudden appeared out of thin air, who knows, but they don't have souls in their body. So there are beings here that are walking around that way. And there are also beings like that on other planets. Now these beings that do not have souls, or which are soulless beings, want to come into the light. But some of those energies are afraid to do so. And then there are negative ones out there which don't have souls that want to manipulate and control us. And so they can beam to us through, I'll use the word radio frequencies. I'm not talking about anything here that's Earth-based. I'm talking about energies that are way outside of our planet energy. And they can beam to us mind control. And so the same mind control energy that's trying to prevent us from ascending right now in the ascension process to sidetrack us is also involved with everybody here on this planet. And naturally, you know, when everybody's affected, we're all in the same boat. Some people talk about the government stuff and how negative the governments are and what they're doing. Well, it's basically the same energy is controlling them that's controlling us. So it's just maybe a different level of it or whatever, but I don't get into government issues at all. I'm just here to try to help people to save souls. And so what you want to do is to just realize that you are a divine being, and the only way to do the ascension is to get into your body. And the creation light ship is what Jesus used for his mission here. He came from the light ship, and he came into the hierarchy, like all the other masters did here, into the Galactic Federation. And he held a lot of his spiritual truth energy from the light ship, and that's where his teachings came from. And when he was on the cross, basically, he said a few nice things that somehow never got edited out of the Bible. One of those was, you know, why did you forsake me? I think it's Father, why did you forsake me? And basically what he's doing is talking to the Galactic Federation about how come his mission here was cut short. Looking back on it, from my standpoint, on the light ship, he was cut short probably about 15 to 18 years. That's what I'm being told right now as I'm talking to you. And so his mission was cut way short of his spiritual teachings and healings. And so he wanted to know why they basically screwed him over or shafted him when he was here doing a mission, which is just the negativity of the Galactic Federation not supporting his mission here and getting rid of him because he was rocking the boat too much down here. And the these negative beings who don't have souls need our emotional energy to live on. And this emotional energy is what they use. They take our energy from us or just use it when we get happy or sad. It's still energy, and that's we're their food source, so that's how they see us. And they don't want us to leave here for the ascension process, so they're doing a lot of mind control now to keep us from getting back onto our spiritual path. And remember that they had, you know, a good 4,000 years to try to control us. So it's not too bleak. You know, the light ship comes every 2,000 years, so what it sees or found out is that the darkness somehow creeps in, and the only way they can keep track of their creation and not lose it completely is to do the universal shift, which happens every 2,000 years. And at that point in time, they dematerialize everything, and then everything with the soul is still connected to the light ship. Everything that is not, and it goes away because it has nothing to attach onto. So it's kind of like doing a ethnic cleansing in a sense, or taking a sponge and wringing out all the dirt out of it. And then it will rematerialize the universe over again, and everything has a soul, and that's what the creation light ship does, is put souls or spirits into things, and then it will start over again. And each individual planet or everything with a soul or spirit has a choice at that time to evolve. And so it's just like going to school. You can evolve into, say, if you're in the second grade, you go to the third grade and so forth. Or you can skip grades or dimensions and go to where you choose to go to. And this is your chance to free yourself from the negativity and to get back into the light again. So this is what's happening now. And like I said, the main gift here is that your spirit's going to leave anyway. You know, everyone who has passed on the earth plane in the last 2 years is actually out of here if they choose to be, you know, in a different dimension, different reality of consciousness. And so before that, they were stuck here because of the dark side keeping you here. And that's the good news, is that you can leave. But the main thing is that your body has a gift to live with eternal life, which Jesus talked about, is to go to a higher consciousness and, you know, and to, you know, be at oneness with your body and your spirit over again. So does that kind of answer your question? So the actual light ship is what the what you might want to actually call God, although I don't use that terminology. But the Galactic Federation created God to take away our powers because you're praying and using energies outside of yourself. And that's what their main teachings were. And then when you try to figure out why you're here each lifetime, then they say, well, you were a bad person the last one, and now you have to make amends for something that you did. Remember the law of cause and effect. And so that now you're locked in here, and you have to keep reincarnating. So that's the way they explained why you're trapped and stuck here and why you're being controlled. Okay, Sylvia, are you still there?
Yes, I am. That's quite a thorough explanation. It's really great information to have for us to be able to kind of sort all this out, like, you know, trying to figure out exactly where we came from and why it's been so hard to become free from the earth plane and the whole bit. So it's good to know, you know, what's happened with that. And maybe this would be a great time to do a healing with the emotional body.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll just go one step further. People ask me at times, they go, well, is there really a God? You know, why is life so hard here? And why would God cause hurricanes? And why would God torture people and have famines, et cetera? Well, it's not the divine light ship doing this. It's the Federation's condolence to the negativity that comes in here. Remember, they're a choice, too. And their choice is not to align with the light, although the light now is coming into the Federation. When the light ship came here, it was 20% light and 80% darkness. And now it's about 35% light, and it's still 65% darkness. Now, this is the light ship helping out, doing actual spiritual warfare to get rid of the darkness, okay? And they're also working with the Federation and all these thousands of extraterrestrials that are working against us here, and they're trying to weed out these energies to bring light into the Federation. So the Federation is our spiritual overseers here. They're the ones like our teachers, and they were put in charge, I'll use the word 4,000 years ago, also 2,000 years ago, to teach us spirituality and to hold us sacred and to protect us from other dimensional beings from coming in to invade us and to attack us and to take our spiritual energy from us. And they've done a very, very poor job at this here. And this is why we are the way we are right now. And it's not your fault. It's not your karma to go through, you know, a really horrible lifetime. Remember that the light is only in love. And if you don't see love when you look out of your eyes, it's because the Federation is preventing that from you. So if the Federation was in complete 100% light and in that integrity, we would not have wars here. The famines would go away. The weather would change. We'd have beautiful skies out. It would be just heaven on earth here. But they're the ones that are blocking this energy and preventing us from having this divine freedom here. And that's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years. So I just kind of wanted to put that in there, too. So here we go. So we're going to do an emotional healing. Just sit back and relax. Like I said, the light only works in the now. So these healings are instantaneous. There's no processing for you to do. And we're going to go back to they use the chakras. That's just the way they teach us down here, taught me to do this here. The chakra energy is only about 1% of what they're actually doing, but for our very simple minds, we had to relate to something that people would understand. So here we go. We're going to do this clearing here. This clears your spirit of its emotional traumas. It'll clear your emotional body, and it clears your physical body of the trauma so your spirit can come more fully into your body to do healings with you. And that's why you don't heal, because you're not in your body enough, number one, and number two is because your spirit's wounded, and number three is because your emotional density, your baggage, is preventing the healing. Remember that emotional baggage caused your healings to begin with, and so until you can deal with that, your healings may not work effectively or 100%, but on the light ship, you are healed completely. And then as you come back here over and over again, remember you're being turned off and on continuously. These energies can become not as powerful down here because of what you're dealing with. So here we go. So sixth chakra, and it could also be energies that you know nothing about. It could be some planetary energy affecting you too, preventing your healings. So anyway, here we go. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next to your back, that was from your birthday to your, from now to your last birthday, next to your back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. And next year back, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first year. And one more year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared. Okay, if you like, just kind of sit back and relax right now and look at something that happened to you in the last 3 years. And you should find that the energy that caused you maybe mental torment, anxiety, fear, depression, anything like that, it'll be very, very small. The charge will be almost next to zero on it. So it'll be like looking at somebody else's movie. That, you know, this event happened to me, but it's okay to look at now because I'm not affected by it emotionally. So just sit back and relax and breathe in, you know, a few times and look at these situations. You're going to find that you're at peace with this event or event that you've dealt with. And I'll just put my line on mute here for about a minute here and let you have this experience here. Thank you. Okay. So you should notice that your trauma is released out of you. This is about a 90% healing. It's in the now, and it's done and over with. There's no processing involved on your part. You normally would feel more relaxed in your body right now. And these traumas that you look at should be very, very distant to you, like somebody else's movie. And so we're going to do another healing here. I'm going to do a feeling body. It's different than the emotional body. Remember, the light ship, light beams are doing this healing for you. You just have to show up. There's nothing for you to do. It's not like Earth-based technology or teachings by the Federation that people are doing down here. This is pure divine energy helping you. And they work with your spirit energy. And your spirit is connected directly to the light ship. This is why the healings are so effective. And here we go. This is your feeling body. The emotion is kind of the event itself that happened to you, the situation, and the feelings are how you really felt about it, okay? And they are pretty similar. So here we go. Sixth chakra, we're going from this point in time back to your last birthday. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Number two, year, sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth clear, third clear, second clear, first cleared. One more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second clear, first cleared. And one more year. Sixth clear, fifth clear, fourth cleared, third clear, second clear, first cleared. Okay, and again, you may just want to look at some of the same situations or other ones. Some people feel a little more release of trauma from them. They may feel more relaxed. It might look the same when they look at it, but they feel their body shifting. And I'd like you all, if you could, just to stand up and maybe walk around and twist here during this next minute, because it helps the light beings evaluate how you're doing down here. Remember, you're up on the light ship in physical form because you're up there out of time. And this process only works in the live broadcast, not on the archive. So you may have energy coming to you just by tuning into the show, but you will not be on the creation light ship, only because you can't go there. And some people, I don't want to have go there or try to go there because their ego may want to go there, and you won't be able to get on, number one. Plus, by requesting it, you may have a bad experience from some other extraterrestrial race trying to abduct you. So you don't want to do this without me being present here. You may feel your bones kind of changing a little bit. You may feel your ankles moving slightly, maybe popping. Most people who have a lot of tension will feel their body change. They'll get more relaxed. Their bones will kind of pop back into place. And again, this is a permanent healing. It does not have to be repeated. And like I said, this is about 90%. When I do somebody's whole life, then it's 100% healing. And I charge $5 for each year of your life. And I go up from this point in your age back to conception. Okay, we're going to do another body. This one here is a sensory body. This is how you sense energies. Some people get a sensory overload. They go into a room and they're already almost maxed out anyway in life. And they just can't handle going into a room or seeing people because it's just too much for them. They're actually overdosed. So this here will help you with that process here. And there's many ways that you can sense energy. And there's energies that you don't even know about that you're sensing. So this will help to release you from these. So here we go. Same process from this point in time back to your last birthday. Sixth chakra, cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next year you're back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Kind of smiling because the females do this healing. So you may feel the beautiful energy coming into you. It's very loving energy. The other healings are all done by the males. And it's not that they lack compassion and love, but the females tend to really make us feel nice and heartwarming sensation that we have. So this healing here is has been done, and you may feel that your body is not as tied up in knots as far as your sensory input. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, very relaxed, and just that beautiful, loving energy that they bring to it is just it just makes my heart expand. It's so great.
Oh, well, I'm going to do one more healing here. This I haven't done on this BBS radio program. I'm going to do an alignment with your spiritual bodies. And there's many bodies. I'll say there may be 1,000 of them, other than what I'm talking about here. We normally just talk about our emotional body. People seem to know what that is, that we have emotions. There's a body that carries these frequencies. But there's over 1,000 bodies that make up our physical structure here. And so what we're going to do now is take these bodies and put them back into alignment. And so I'm going to divide these off. I'll just call them 1 through 10 here. I'm just kind of playing this by ear as we do this here. So just sit down and kind of relax. And you're not going to really feel an effect until I get to about number 9. That'll be like 90%. So we're going to start doing some clearing here. This will take about 2 minutes to do here. So we're going to align your invisible bodies. They can get out of sync. They can get twisted and backwards and upside down. The dark side could take these bodies from you and take them out, put them across the universe. So we're going to gather those for you. They can also attach themselves to it. And you can go through all the different healings and never feel the same afterwards. You know, you never get corrected because of the dark side psychic attacks done to you. So here we go. We're aligning these bodies for you right now. And remember, they should always be in perfect wholeness. There's no reason for you to have your spiritual bodies taken away from you. So here we go. The first part is done now. So the first 10% is completed. Next one here is being completed now. And there's number 2. And you may not feel anything yet. So we hit, you know, 80 to 90% here. Number 3, that segment's done. And number 4, there we go. Looks wonderful. Number 5, remember the light ship is doing these healings for you. There's nothing for you to do. Okay, perfect. Number 6. Good. Number 7. Good. Number 8. Good, now we're going to 90%, and you should start to feel like your body's being zipped up a little bit. It's kind of like all your fragmentations that you may see around you in your thoughts are now becoming a little bit clearer to you. You should feel like you're more present into your body, that your body is coming more solid, coming into more of a physical life form, and you're actually carrying more light energy. So we're going to go, as far as percentage, we go to 90. We go 91%, 92, 93, there we go, 94, you start to feel it now, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, and 100, there we go. Well, you should feel like you're completely solid in your body. And how do you feel, Sylvia?
Oh, that was really tremendous. At first, I just felt so much more energy, like as though I was being collected up from all over the place.
Yes, and that's doing.
It's still going on, so I'm a little bit at a loss for words because it's such a powerful feeling.
Yeah,
it's really tremendous.
Well, this is kind of what they're doing for the ascension process. Also, there's many things that the light ship does, and
it seems like they. They just keep on surprising us with wonderful new things like this.
Yeah, that's correct. This one I've been doing for quite a long time here, probably the last 5 years or so with people. But I don't always do this one. But anyway, so now you're all put that together again. All of your spiritual energies are with you now. And you should feel a lot better. And we're going to go to the light ship right now. And we'll go there just for a short time here, probably 10 minutes. So if you wish to bring up some pets and animals, you can. Remember, you're taking up out of time. You're a frequency, and frequencies go on and off and on and off and on and off. And when you're in the off state, You don't know that here, but the light ship will then connect with you, and you're going to be transported up this beautiful white light tunnel, and you'll be on the light ship. And since you're out of time at that time, then there's no time, and you're in the time then created by the light ship. And the light beam doctors will be working with you. So we're going up. Oh, also, I guess we don't have time for the water charging. We can do the water charging. So what I'd like you to do, too, is get a glass of water. And also, if you can, during this healing session in the next 10 minutes, to go to your computer and scroll down on the BBS homepage. You'll see the different program shows. You may already be on it. And just go to Creation Lightship Healing. And you can go to tonight's show if you wish. And just click on that, and you're going to see the times that I have my shows. Then scroll down. You're going to see a beautiful little flower kind of blinking off and on. That's Don's artwork. And then from there, go a little bit further, one more click down, and you're going to see the beautiful light beam. And she'll charge some water up for us here. We'll just get you a glass of water right now. And now we're going up to the light ship with our animals and pets. And our animals and pets are now going to a special light ship that will work with their frequencies. And we're now having a body scan for ourselves. And we're now talking with the doctor teams in the orientation room. Remember, everything's a free choice for you. And so you're up there communicating with the doctors, and they're telling you what they found is wrong with you physically. Remember, all these healings are geared for the ascension process to make you whole and complete. They do as much as they can on the light ship for you, but they will never go against your free will. So if you say you don't want to have a complete healing, they will not do that and give you one. Remember, they always see you as perfect. So, you know, there's different stages of being in perfection as far as we're concerned, but to them, however we are, we're perfect. Because that light does not judge anything. So now we're going into the first room on the light ship. And this room is where they have their beautiful hot tubs. These are used to help detoxify our bodies. So we're in different color gels right now. We're in a pink gel. I'm seeing that, and we're also in a golden gel. So if you want, just kind of sit back and request your healings. If you have a problem with your body, you can request healings right now inside of your head also. And they'll be doing their own work on us. And if you're lucky, you may be able to even see the hot tubs and actually communicate with these light beams. They're very, very beautiful. So I'll let you have this experience here. I'm going to bring in a wonderful divine energy from the light ship. We're going to bring in the energy of Mother Mary for us to experience. This is her first cause energy, the initial energy of her first conception on the light ship. And then she would go to different places throughout the universe and take a life form. So we know her here as Mother Mary, but you're going to have her original creation energy in totality and its pureness coming into your living room right now. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, I'll see you back in about a minute here. And just request your healings and enjoy this experience here. And you can also ask Mother Mary for healings and guidance also. Okay. Now we're going to another location. And this location is where they're going to be working with us for our physical body pain. So if you have any pain in your body, just request it right now, and the light beam doctors will help you eliminate this pain if they can. So just request this healing. We're going to bring in another beautiful energy down here. We're bringing the energy of Saint Bernadette. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, again, request your healings, and we'll see you back in about a minute. Okay, we're going to go into another room. This is going to be working with our skeleton. So if you have any problems with your skeleton or, you know, maybe scoliosis or something, just request a healing, and we'll see what the light ship can do for you. And a lot of times, some of the healings that, you know, may take a little bit longer to work sometimes. Sometimes the body needs to go to sleep to get out of the way of the healing sometimes also. But the healings are basically instantaneous here. So we're going to bring in another divine energy for us to experience down here. And we're going to bring in the energy of Archangel Michael. This is his first cause energy of creation. So here he comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great, he feels wonderful. So you can ask him for guidance also and spiritual healings, and just request your healings now inside of your head. And see you again in about a minute. will now go to another location on the Creation Lightship. And we're going to go into where they have the beautiful water healing doctors. These beautiful light beings are different types. And where there's minerals and there's animals and there's fish. So we're going into, and there's orbs and people like us. So we're going into the water right now. The water is silver. It's liquid light water. It's silver, sparkles like diamonds. It's very, very beautiful. You can breathe perfectly fine underwater. And coming to us now are the mermaids. So we're going to have a beautiful mermaid healing. So just sit back and relax and request your healing as they swim around us here. And I'm bringing the mermaid energy down here for us to experience. So here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so enjoy this experience here, and I'll see you back again in about a minute. Remember, our minute of time could be stretched out to a really long time on the light ship. So, and if you notice, that time now has, we're out of time, basically. So even though we've been on the shelf for about 45 minutes, it may feel like minutes to you because you're in the light. So see you back in about a minute. Okay, our time is kind of getting wound down here, so we're now going to go back to the orientation room. This is where we thank our doctors, these beautiful light beings, for working with us, these healers. And they'll talk to us also, tell us what we can look forward to in our life now as far as health and wellness. And you may be able to bring that back down here. Consciously, it's up to you. It's hard to say why people can see and why people can't see, but you should feel different after this session here. And we're now going into the transporter room, and this is where you're getting your animals and pets if you brought them up, and they're also putting around us a special healing cocoon of conscious healing energy. So what they're giving you is this beautiful healing energy around your body. And it will resonate to what they have worked with on the light ship this evening. And get your bottle of water ready here. We're coming back down. And you should have the light being on your screen right now. I'm going to activate her. So she's being activated right now, and it'll take about a minute for her to charge your water. After she's activated, it takes her about a half a minute here. And most people start to look at her, and her eyes will get a little brighter. You can probably see white light coming out of her eyes. She'll fill your room full of love energy. You may feel and sense the rays around her head changing colors. And her face will become more three-dimensional during this process, and she'll be activated for about a half an hour after the show. So we'll just say at half past the hour, she'll lose her energy. She'll pull it away from you out of this monitor screen. This is her divine energy coming to assist you. And she's 80% activated right now, she's telling me. And how's it looking to you, Sylvia?
It definitely looks as though she's coming more alive, so to speak, and it's going from looking like a photo to like being in the room with someone.
Yes, uh-huh.
And it's just very beautiful and so much love. And maybe while she's doing the water charging, could you tell us a little bit about how that relates to the ascension process as far as helping us to be prepared for that?
Oh, yes. The water has special light codes in it, so she's going to start the water charging right now. So I'd like everybody to get their glass of water and just put it in front of them, and you want to put one hand on each side of it if you can. And one hand also works, but normally if you have two hands that are functional to do that. And right now she's starting to charge the water, so you're going to feel your body change a little bit energy-wise as she pours her love energy into your heart center, and that goes through your body into your hands to charge the water. You may feel tingles or warmth. So what the water's for, and I do a special session, we just cut off of one this evening, where we get water for each day of the week, and each day is a little different on the water. So what happens is the water is used to help us with light codes into our physical body to help the ascension process of our body out. And it can also be used to detoxify our bodies also. So basically it's to raise our vibration. So what you're having right now is special water just for you. It's divinely blessed water. And on our normal calls on Wednesday nights on my own conference line, we do water charging. We do seven waters, so that you can have this experience and have water for each day of the week. So she's almost done now. She's in another 10 seconds, so I'll just do a little more talking. I'm in New York right now. We're going to the New Life Expo here at the end of this week, put on by Mark Becker. And he's also having a second conference in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in 2 weeks from now, so we'll be at that one also. And then the next week after that, I'll be in Palm Beach at a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. So I'm here on the East Coast right now if you want to come and see me firsthand. And I'd love to meet all of you, or you can tell your friends. And if someone would like to maybe get a large group of people together too, I wouldn't mind going to your location, wherever you lived, and do some healings firsthand for people. Well, that's an option too for everybody. And then at the end of this month, I'm going to San Francisco to the new Living Expo there. And so our water charging is done right now. So you can pick up your water container and your little glass of water and have a sip of your water right now and just see how it tastes. And I'll do the same right now. And mine went down so fast I didn't even taste it. It's something. I put it in my mouth and it was gone.
Yeah.
So it affects me, and we got about a minute to go here. I don't want to run over time here.
Well, Ron, I wanted to just say something about the water charging and about your conference calls. For anybody who might be listening who doesn't know about the conference calls that you do, because they're so fabulous, there's usually about three of them a week, and one of them each week is, like Ron was saying, not only a ship healing, but also a divine water activation where you can activate 7 gallons or so of water so that you have enough to get through the whole week with this water. And for myself, being in the nutrition counseling field, I can tell you that water has a tremendous effect detoxing the body and helping the body to heal, in addition to things I'm sure it's doing that we don't even know as far as DNA activations or light codes or frequency acceleration for the ascension process. But you will definitely feel the effect of this water when you drink it. So if you don't already subscribe to one of the conference calls, and they're so easy to get onto and so inexpensive, I really highly recommend that you call Ron and get yourself on that because it's just a wonderful experience.
Thank you. So my one-hour conference calls are only $20. And that's a great bargain to have healing for 1 hour for only $20. So I'll just throw that in there because even massage people charge between $2 to $5 a minute. So for $20 to be with these divine beings, it's just phenomenal. So anyway, yes. I'll let everybody go. And
it also seems an accumulative effect. Like I've noticed each week, the more often you go to the ship, you know, and you're dealing with the, you know, getting rid of the emotional densities and so on with Ron, the more effects that you can seem to have from it. So, again, please call him and take advantage of that for yourself if you're interested in the ascension process.
Yeah, wonderful. And you're able to hold more light energy. This is what it's all about. So, anyway, blessings to all of you. And thank you, Don, for allowing us to be on your show. And we'll see you in a couple of days. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody. And stay centered in your heart and with your spirit. Good night.